Okay, you all can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. Then we can continue from where we stop. Tammy, you get the mic. Lesson 24, page 24. Page 130.
Page 130, 24 Heart Sutta class. 1.1. The true purpose of meditation. The true purpose and intent of meditation is to develop the wisdom to liberate the mind so that one is no longer deluded by the five aggregates of form and mind, causing one to grasp and cling onto it as the I and the me and the mind, to condition one's suffering. Understanding this true intent and purpose of meditation is very important, because meditation is not only about developing the calm and tranquil mind alone. Wisdom is more important. One only needs to understand why one's mind is not peaceful. The main reason being the five hindrances of mind, and they are there because the opposite five spiritual faculties needed to overcome them are lacking. When the spiritual faculties are there, the hindrances will cease to be. Then, when there are no more mental hindrances or craving, the mind will be naturally peaceful and calm, because it can accept the reality of the moment via wisdom. Wisdom allows one to see things as they are, via the unwavering mind in upekkha or equanimity, mind that does not stir anymore. Mind is free, liberated, and no longer deluded. Meditation via focusing, looking, and noting are mostly thought-based, whereas the one via silent mind in sati or awareness before the knowing without thought to awaken to phenomena is mindfulness or sati-based. Only through wisdom is the mind free. This wisdom cannot be learned, but only through awakening via the direct seeing, with the true mind without thought. Attachment to Dharma as knowledge can also be a form of delusion. Wisdom is an understanding and not knowledge. There is nothing to know, because all knowing is via the thought as knowledge, whereas wisdom is an awakening, a realization which is beyond thought, and it is not rigid. Part 2, 2.1, Formless Dharma. So too are feelings, condition, formation, and consciousness. Sariputta, all Dharma are empty of characteristics. They are not produced, not destroyed, not defiled, not pure, and they neither increase nor diminish. This section covers the more subtle formless Dharma acting at the mind level. 2.2 Definition. 1. True understanding, page 63, imply wisdom. 2. Defeat them, imply no longer deluded by them. 3. Feelings of happiness, imply pleasant feeling. Feelings of suffering, imply unpleasant feeling. 5. Feelings which are characterized by neither suffering nor happiness, imply neutral feeling or indifference. In the pure and deep ultimate silence, all creations are transcended. A sudden awakening to the original perfect fusion of self and Dhamma. Explanation: when the mind realizes itself, all the above can happen. Part 3, 3.1. Question 1. When I listen from my heart during Dhamma sharing, I feel very peaceful and happy. There is clarity, but this state does not last. Why is it that I feel this way? Brother Teo replied, this could be due to your past cultivation that enables you to have this ability to listen from your heart, and it looks like conditions are now ready for you to connect back to your past cultivation. You will progress very fast from now onwards, because when you know how to listen from your heart, with your full awareness there, then the brain which is up here is in your forehead will not condition you to think, comment, judge, and react so strongly as before. When your attention is most of the time at your forehead while listening, Since thoughts are response to memory, so by listening from the heart, there will be very much less thought, but initially, it will be like the listening is in bits and pieces and not really connected to the memories. But don't worry, because it is normal and you should continue to listen from your heart until it becomes normal or natural for you to do that. Actually, that is the correct way to listen. Listening with your full attention or consciousness or awareness without the interference of thoughts is a sign of good progress. Also, understand that like all phenomena, it is impermanent. So do not expect the same experience to be repeated all the time. This is especially so during your daily life when you are not in a conducive place to listen to the true Dhamma, then your habitual tendency of listening from your forehead brain will start to happen again. Sometimes the hindrance of mind can still come in to disturb your mind states. So do not react or stir your mind via delusion. Just let things be and let it settle back to its natural or original states of stillness and inner peace, and you will always be happy and at peace. Have the wisdom to see things as they are and understand all this clearly. Then one day you will come to understand that as long as the true mind within does not stir and create thoughts via one's own delusion to think or react, then the mind will always be peaceful. The wanting to react or to become and peaceful via the thought is a delusion. The wanting will create the stirring of the mind because the mind via the thought will try to control and suppress its negative emotion or lack of peace, thinking that it is bad via not understanding that the controller is the controlled. When the mind is in sati, there is no thought, i.e. thought ceases. So just relax and silence the mind. So be with the moment in silent inner awareness and do not try to do anything, because the doing is almost always by the thought that will cause the stirring of the mind again. So the thought, which is the controller, tries to control thought, thus explaining why J. Krishnamurti said the controller is the control. When one understands that the natural state of mind before the stirring is stillness without thought, then meditation becomes very simple, just like the case of swimming. Take for example swimming. If we understand that the natural state of our body is already buoyant because it is lighter than water, then why do we need to learn how to float? Just let go and don't do anything, and trust that your natural state of your body is buoyant, and your body will just float via not doing anything. But instead, most people struggle in the water trying to keep afloat, and in the process sink and drink water because of their fear and lack of understanding or delusion. So similarly in meditation, if we understand that the natural state of mind is already the meditative state of silent inner awareness without thought, then we just let things be and don't do anything, and the mind will settle down to its natural state of peace, tranquility and stillness on its own, just like the swimming analogy. Once you realize that you can float without doing anything or holding on to any float, then swimming becomes very simple and easy, because you just move to swim without having to worry about learning how to float anymore. The float is just like your object of meditation, which is just a skillful means to help you to train your mind to be heedful, or in the case of the float, to assist you to float. So now you start to see and understand that as long as you are dependent on the float to swim, then you will never understand what the real swimming is without the float. So in a similar way, As long as you are still holding on to an object of meditation or a mantra or noting, something that you will not understand what the actual meditative mind is. So now, you understand why finally one still needs to drop the use of any meditation object or skillful means used to train their mind. Just like swimming, why must you learn how to float when your natural state of your body is already buoyant, which is a fact which you can't understand initially due to your delusion. Understanding that your natural state of mind is already the meditative state, which is without thought, in perfect pure awareness and stillness, then meditation becomes very simple and very straightforward, and you will know how to meditate without delusion anymore. To me, after several years of serious meditative investigation, I have come to a realization one very important truth or understanding with regards to meditation, that is, we need to understand what meditation is instead of clinging to meditation technique, methods and teacher, because the technique or method, which is series of instructions to do certain things, never defines meditation. Maybe it can act as an initial aid, like a float to assist you initially, to learn how to swim and float. But to really know how to swim, you must let go of the float and believe that your body can float and reach a natural state of balance or buoyance. If you don't try to do anything that is let go completely and you will float, then swimming becomes very natural and easy. Our mind is more or less the same, i.e. its natural state is already the meditative state in stillness. So just stay silent mentally and don't do anything. Don't even try to use the mind, which is the thought, to meditate, to disrupt the natural state, because the thinking mind, which is egoic and thought-based, cannot meditate to realize the Dhamma or truth, which is akaliko, timeless and beyond thought. Because of ignorance, not knowing what truth is, the thinking mind is conditioned via its own wrong views and habitual tendency to constantly arise the mental activities or heedless thinking, sankhara, leading to the arising of the respective mental consciousness, vijnana, that supports the arising of the five mental aggregates of form and mind, nama rupa, hence triggering off the whole chain of dependent origination, leading to dukkha finally. When you understand what meditation is, then you will naturally know how to meditate at any place, any time, and under any circumstances, and you will not be constrained or deluded by your attachment to methods, techniques and teachers. Basing on the analogy of the handful of leaves by the Buddha, it is pretty obvious that the Noble Eightfold Path is the meditation, because according to the Buddha, there is this four noble truth that states clearly that the path leading to the cessation of dukkha or realization of nibbana is the Noble Eightfold Path. So just silence your mind and be heedful to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path via the seven stages of purification and the three turning of the four noble truths as taught by the Buddha. Hope the above explanation will clear all your doubts and enable you to meditate correctly with the right understanding. 3.2 Question 2. Brother Teo, you are the only teacher who asks us to silence our mind and stay at the heart area. But why no monks or texts ever advise us to focus on the heart area?
True or not? In certain places, the monk, if they know that you go to the heart, they scold you. They say, don't do that. But they don't know what is going on. You look at the Mahayana teaching, they always say, go to your heart. Then, sometimes Theravada tradition, those monks that meditate long enough, they also tell you to go to the heart. Achan Chah also same. inside the heart they call it jai. Then I know all the Ajahn Ganha. He full of loving kindness, very happy. We call him the laughing bodhisattva. He always say in Thai, Chai di chai sabai, sabai, sabai. Chai di means what? Good mind. Then happy mind, sabai, sabai. Chai di chai sabai, sabai. If every day you can have a good mind, a happy mind, you sure don't have unhappiness. You don't have all the lack of peace. The only lack of peace or what they call unhappy mind is the movement that react and stir. Yeah? So my daughter used the word bosong. So we write down. B-O-O-S-O-N-G. So this one, bosong. B-O only. Brother Song Song. So this one in inverted comma. Bo Song, don't go and pronounce like Brother Song. So whenever you are not happy or not peaceful, means you already reacted. And then so, you Bo Song Liao. So understanding this is very useful. So this whole section that we just went through, you're supposed to understand like swimming. How many of you know how to swim? Oh, very good. Do you know that if you don't do anything, you just dive into the pool, your body at first sink down. Then it floats in there. How did it float? How many of you study physics? Archimedes principle. You understand? The volume of the water you display, that mass, is the up thrust. Understand? Because you go in, that body of yours is a surface, that a volume that has the mass. And that mass, because you are inside there, you replace that mass. Means whatever the mass you replace, that is your buoyancy force. And this buoyancy force is always higher than your body. Why? Because your body is not all water, no, understand? Got lung or no, got space, got air or no. That's why it almost the weight of your body actually is about 90% of your up thrust, or what we call up thrust, up thrust. There is an up thrust that push you out one because of Archimedes principle. That's why you know how Archimedes solved the problem for the king? He want to know whether the goldsmith fellow cheat him or not. So the crown, he went to take his bow. The moment he went into the bathtub, you know what happened? The water overflowed. Then he straight away came out without towel or anything. He shouted that word, Eureka. Remember? Eureka, Eureka. Because he know the answer already. Then he go and try it out. Oh, really, the up thrust. The volume of the water that you replace is the up thrust. So because of that, you confidently relax and let it float up. Then float up that time, keep your head up, the body down. Then you float. Understand? So when you know that you can float, you don't have to struggle to float. Because a lot of swimmers starting, don't know. They go into the pool. Every step they take, keep on going down. Then when they let go, the thing went down so fast. The up thrust didn't come out so fast. So they panic, they struggle, they gobble water. So this is why they dare not swim. I remember my son and my daughter go to the club there, the trainer. All the kids, they just throw them in. And they are not scared. Oh, they see everybody.
You are naturally you can float on. Then I saw one video, Masale, the baby only less than 1 year old, they throw inside, swim. So when you understand, come to meditation is the same. Why? Your natural state of mind is already sati, the true mind, understand? So don't do anything. This one become this due to what? Of course, sakayaditi. But due to the sakayaditi, the condition is to stir, isn't it? To react, isn't it? To do this bosong thing, isn't it? Maybe you cannot accept what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you take, what you feel, anything. If you know this is your true mind, your pure awareness nature, and this is what was there all the while. So, like swimming, if you know you already lighter than water, don't struggle, don't do. Just completely let go. And let the natural state of your body, which is buoyancy, because it's lighter than the aptra, let it push you up. And then when you realize the natural state, there is balance in that. Correct or not? You will not sink and you will not fly up. You will stay there. Then to swim is very easy there. Move your hand and leg only, so difficult or not? That is precisely what meditation is. When you know that you are this, you relax and allow this mundane mind, all the stirring, all the thought, thinking, they are heedless thinking of no value, wrong thought. Why you want to hold it and make yourself miserable? Means you don't know how to use thought. The user is stupid. You use wrong thought to create bosong, suffering, misery, and lack of peace. So if you confidently relax and let things be, then the natural state arrives. This is why I ask you to maintain awareness, is to realize this, understand not? Then like swimming, when you know you can float, you need to move. You move your hand or kick your leg, understand not? Then not so tired, understand not? So when you are here also same. Don't have all this thought. Sorry. You don't have all this stirring of the mind, which is the thought process that make you heedless, make you reactive and emotional. You are very peaceful, yeah. So this one is where the mano is. And this mano like to stir, like to make you unhappy. Because you don't have the understanding of the teaching. Think is just the way it is. Think also like that, don't think also like that. Your condition like that, things will be like that, and so on. So learn to accept things as they are. That is the reality. Learn to observe and understand what is. Means see things as they are. Means at that moment, at that instant, all the causes and conditions already within the nature's law set in already. So the movement will be like that. It has to be like that. Whether you song or bo song, and so on. Well, that one govern, understand? Not you, not your mundane thinking. Your mundane thinking, very, very deluded and selfish, understand? And based on that, you come out and formulate your views, opinion, belief system. That's how you get yourself into trouble. Well, your views, your opinion is mostly selfish, isn't it? Or idealistic, isn't it? But that is not the truth, not the nature's law. That's why I say, what is truth? Whatever that can explain the way things are is the truth. That's why what is the reality, the truth. That I learn to see things as they are. And that is truth. So direct seeing, you see from here, no word, no thought, no chattering, no views, opinion, conditioning to come and interfere with what you see. And then you understand what is going on. Then you realize, if everything happens, I can accept, then I apply Noble Eightfold Path. Doesn't mean you don't act. You act by applying Noble Eightfold Path. to resolve everything amicably so that there is no karmic implication. Understand or not? That is what the teaching is. Then you take care of karma. Then you become very tranquil, very still, and so beautiful. But through delusion, you choose to be here. No? What is here? Project here, then the chaotic phenomenal world of consciousness. This is where the PWC lure you, entice you, and there's another word I think you can put inside there. Delude you. Yeah, it causes you to grasp and cling, so delude you. So see all this. Observe from here and see how the mundane mind, when he don't have the Dhamma understanding, you no yoniso manasikara, it conditions you to react and become miserable and suffer. And every time also bosong, 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 understand? Then where got peace? Understand? One thing your way, cannot get what you want, what happened? The first noble truth reality, when you cannot get what you want, what happened to you? Bosong, suffering arise, understand? Your unhappy mind is suffering, understand? Mental suffering, no peace. When you react and stir, it's like that. So meditation is like swimming, very easy. And I like to use this analogy because it's a very good analogy. It's basically like that. That's why when you understand, you trust that physics, or you go in and really confidently, first time, go down. And believe me, well, you have to only take your breath for maybe less than 1 minute, or maybe 30 seconds. Then the buoyancy force will come out. Then you like a dead body. Then you see how it pushes you up. Then after that, a lot of joy. Oh, you really, what people say, don't do anything, no. Body is buoyancy or lighter than water. People tell you, don't believe. And you use logic. How can lah? Until I walk in, every step I sink. I let go, I went down. Because that buoyancy uptra take time, understand? It doesn't immediately happen, understand? You are a balloon different, understand? The moment you push the pop, come out already. You are a balloon. And balloon, the air is so light compared to the uptrust. That's why the uptrust is very forceful. You are lighter by a bit only. No? Understand? That's why it has to go down first. Understand? Then slowly, slowly, the principle, Archimedes principle, come out. When it come out, you experience that flotation. That is Eureka. Understand? But don't jump out of the pool and don't wear anything. That is excitement, my daughter.
It's actually the meditation reporting from just now. The swimming example is helping me a lot. Because I just now I realized that until now I am still holding onto the float. Because I don't know, is it part of the yoga exercise or something, but my breathing is very robotic. I breathe in, breathe out. Is the deep
not
breathing,
not natural.
In, out. And it's controlled, even though I don't.
Want to control. It's induced by your yoga. Induced by your yoga.
So no matter how I relax, in yoga is already considered relaxed. But my breathing is actually unnatural.
Induced.
Is my float. And it's very hard to do that.
To do away with that. Because without the float, you cannot go into the pool. Understand? Because the float assists you to float. Because it's lighter. Then you're confident. Understand? Then after that, you use it to swim. Understand? But as long as you hold on to the float, you can never understand the real swimming. Understand? So Sui's energy is very good. You are holding on to a float. What float are you holding on? The matter, the technique, the object of meditation, and all the so-called thing that you use without understanding. Understand?
Haven't finished. So what happened just now is like you said, the theory is there. You know you're lighter. You can float.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said I shouldn't need to control. I should be able to
Just relax.
Because when I'm doing work and I'm engrossed, I'm not doing this deep breathing. I don't know how I'm breathing, but I am breathing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
otherwise,
yeah.
I won't be alive.
Yeah.
So theoretically, I know that, but I cannot, like, I tell myself, breathe naturally, it doesn't do, it's still
controlled.
Because
the thought wants you to breathe naturally.
Yeah.
That's why when the thought is there, you cannot breathe naturally. Yeah. The thought ceases, it becomes natural. Understand or not? Well, your true mind got no thought, nothing to induce you, nothing to condition you. Then you become very natural. That's why your whole body, you relax and let it be. The word is let it be. Then everything will settle down. Understand or not? The tension, all they will release slowly, slowly. You can feel it one, like everything become like very light, very soothing. Then your whole body without tension. The facial also. Very relaxed. Then that time, everything, you can pick it up. Your mindfulness is this aware. Even the contact or whatever external sounds or sense data, aware, silent. Understand? Means aware, cease. Don't try to know. Aware, finish. You do that. You decondition your heedless thinking. Then this thinking loses its momentum and power. You know why or not? You look at this. You call this what? The bottom piece. Like a pendulum, the metal piece. You see? When I start to swing, I need a lot of energy. You see? But when I swing until it's a momentum, I don't need much energy. You know? But the momentum move it. You know? You know what is momentum or not? Your heedless thinking. Habitual. You keep on thinking. That's why my teacher Ajayantra say, the unenlightened one think a lot. So if you do that, no need effort or no. The thinking become automatic or no. They're habitual, understand not? So how are you going to stop it? You must have awareness of it. That's why the moment you aware, finish, what happens? This moving thought or thinking process that has the momentum suddenly break. Understand? Break means what? Not slow down. It stopped for a while. Understand? Well, you break it. Understand? Like that momentum no more. Then it stopped for a while. Initially, it's one moment. But to start the thinking, it will be very difficult. It will take a long time. Because you have done this very often. Then you realize this is how you decondition your heedless thinking. That's why don't do anything. Can you just let the thought move? Let everything happen. The sound, loud or not? You let everything happen, then you only pick up whatever sense data away. Finish. Don't even try to perceive or comment or think from it. Proliferation of thought. All the heedless thinking come from your curiosity, your inability to understand. That's why one thing to know, one thing to experience or find out, you think, understand? Or? You create thinking. Everything you see, you perceive, then the views, memory, your opinion, everything come in there, it create. Ayo, how come this image like that? How come this guy like that? Then the whole newspaper you read also, you got a lot of things to comment on. Ayo, this DJ Trump. All this is what your habitual thing is. But when you are heedful, you become different. The news is the news, understand not? Doesn't mean that you ignore the news, understand? But you have to understand you live in a conditioned world. You also have to understand things that happen. So that when people bring up the topic, discuss it, you, at least you have some understanding of what this thing is. But you don't go and hold it until whole day also go and think. Like the day, who was it already? I think why fun? I told her, the unfinished business, they keep on coming and haunt you, and create thought. It's not you, it's respond to the accumulated memory, the attachment. That's why it keeps on arising. So when you understand that, you try the four support, especially the first three. You settle down very fast. Let's see if you finish.
Then, I'm trying to explain the process, but I can't really put it in words. So what I think it felt like happening is that the observation of the breath, although I know it is controlled, the energy that was at the nose area lessened. Then the breathing like is lower. It's as if I'm looking down at the heart, then can see the heart like a bit like moving, and then the breathing. And then, interesting part is at that time, I think you walk past.
Yeah.
Could feel like something move, like some energy.
Sadhu, because that is your sensitivity. You pick up, yeah, I went out, go toilet, and I come back.
But just that one.
She was lying there. Understand not?
No, I was sitting here.
No, sitting one is different. You went there and lie down. Just now, the meditation.
That's early morning.
Early morning, yeah. I was talking. But after that, I went back to my room before I go down for breakfast.
But no, the lie down didn't happen.
So when you were sitting, then you observe.
When you walk past,
Means I'm still near you, lah.
Yes, near me.
Means the awareness hasn't developed.
Not yet, yeah.
That's why he feel the movement, but he cannot hear the pounding yet. Understand the heart. So continue to relax and let things be. Then like I explained, don't try to do anything or know anything like you are dead. Aware, finish. If you are patient, after a while, that heedless habitual thinking transform. You know, because you decondition it. Every moment, aware, finish. The moment of awareness is a break, no? Means it's a space, no? Although initially a little bit, then the thinking, habitual come back. But if you do it long enough, that's why I say, relax, maintain awareness by letting things be. Don't try to do anything. Then everything will like slow down. You don't give it any more thought energy. You don't interfere with the thought already. Then all this movement, which is dependent originating, need wrong thought and thought energy to sustain. Understand or not? If you don't think, means every time aware, blank, don't think. Because you are dead. You don't even respond. And then very quickly, you actually settle down and become peaceful. Then you realize your true mind very fast. That is how awareness-based meditation is to be done. Like swimming, understand? All the float that assists you on, drop it, understand? Otherwise, finally, you still will know how to swim. After a long time, you find that the float is very cumbersome, understand? Because everybody swim without float. So you will go and find out. Then when you find out, you realize, really, without the float, I already can float. Why must I learn how to float? So it's exactly like, why must you learn how to be mindful? Understand? The natural state is already awareness when it's without thought. So when you understand that, stop your thinking. Don't force it. Develop the understanding to let it stop. Means, don't continue with that momentum by feeding in the thought to make it more and more active. Aware, finish. Maintaining awareness means the mind just aware. The mind just aware. Means you don't think anymore. Understand? Don't create any more thinking or thought arising, leading to all the sankhara mind state, mental activity, mind state, sankhara, movement, all the emotion, everything. All this is what that cloud your nature and prevent you from realizing that silent inner true awareness. That is your true mind. And you don't know you got such priceless gem inside there. And with that, you are peaceful, tranquil, still. And that one also you don't know. And because you don't know, you cannot get it. And you think meditation is very difficult. No, it's very easy. So all this energy is to help you, understand?
So immediately after I felt like you were walking by, actually, then my brain go and think already.
Ah,
so fast.
The polyphrase. See that movement, understand? That is what this movement is all about, understand? See how upon contact, consciousness arrives. All this happened very fast, no? Like lightning flash. No? How upon contact, that consciousness, in the seeing, consciousness, like the physics experiment, it arises. Then how you input the content through your perception, then your views, opinion, conditioning, your reactive mode, all come in. And that is what mano is. When this one arrives, your mental intention, which is moral causation, create karmic. That's why this is the karmic movement. That's why he said, this mundane mind, which is mano, is the forerunner of all things. When these fellow arrive, all things arrive, all creation arrive through your senses, through your consciousness. Then phenomenal world of consciousness arise. Understand? Not? At first, it's just a pure aggregate, non-grasping. Understand? Not, not upadana kandas yet. Understand? Not? Just pure like the baby. Yeah. But then you become too sophisticated through what? Your knowledge, your views, your opinion, your accumulation, your selfishness. So all this condition you to stir this thought that come out. Understand? This movement, when you are able to realize this through my silent mind, you can see this very fast. The two are very near. Split second, like Sui just now mentioned, the thought, the proliferation, then you are almost 99% here. Understand? That's why you have to go there. When you away from here, then this thought process, this input of content of consciousness, this movement, the awareness can see. And then it learns. Understand? Oh, no wonder I got fear. This is to trace the origination factor. Understand? So maybe here I add. After this happened, what do you do? Arise the first right effort to abandon. How do you abandon? Good. The five ways. If this understanding also you don't have, how can you put it into practice? Understand or not? So, to do this, you need to use the third and fourth way. What is the third way? Silent. Maintain awareness. Do it. Then the result will come. Silent to maintain awareness. Awareness. So when you silent your mind to maintain awareness, means be with that emotion that arises, understand? Be with that anger or fear that arises. Just stay silent, like you are dead. Then the awareness, because it is the unconditioned, is without thought, it doesn't fit you with any more thought energy. Then you know what happened? Anger, your fear, all these are dependent originating phenomena. Understand? Before you get angry, there was no anger there. True or not? Before you become fearful, there was no fear there. So you trace the origination factor. How come it happened? Because you must have perceived something through your senses there. Then that one stir, and that is wrong thought. This movement. Then what happened is that anger and that fear, it can only sustain itself if you continue to think and feed it with the wrong thought. Understand or not? And continue to analyze it and try to like justify or do whatever to bring about an understanding, you think. It's thought. Understand? So what happened is, after you trace the origination factor, then you follow the third way, you silence your mind to maintain awareness and be with it. What happened? The very flowering of that emotion or thought is the very ending of that thought. You understand or not? You know how a flower flower or not? After it flower, it cannot flower already there. There are no more nutrient. Because like the altar, you make offering, it will start to wither, Then finally, all drop off, understand? That dropping off is the flower also gone, understand? So the thought is the same. Krishnamurti used this word. He said, the flowering of that anger, the flowering of that fear, you just stay with it, it's a pure awareness. Don't feed it with any more thinking to analyze or to understand. Because that one cannot understand. The moment you stay here, that one sees. Because that one is dependent originating, understand or not? It's a causal phenomenon. This is the unconditioned. So whatever come across this will melt. Understand not? Cease. And then you realize, hey, I am being foolish. Thought was the anger was never me. The fear was never me. Then why I go and react and stir my mind and create my own suffering? Understand not? Why I still say, ayo, after meditating so long, I still got fear. I still got anger. You think you enlightened already, this fear and anger disappear? Of course lah, when you have wisdom. But before you have wisdom, it cannot disappear, understand or not? That's why the teaching is like that. You need to have the direct seeing to understand this movement and to know that how you every time become bosong. Then when you try this, then you realize, I don't have to be in this state of bosong, understand or not? I can stay here after being aware of it and become peaceful, tranquil, and still. Then I realize my problem gone, understand? But this one is not wisdom yet. Because you haven't done the fourth way. Fourth way is what? Trace the origination factor. Trace the original. Oh yeah, I have to use another color better. Otherwise, this one become confusing. Okay. Trace the origination, maybe right here, factor. Then, retrospectively, respectively, reverse it. So this one involves what? Retrospectively, reverse it. This one involves wisdom to straighten your view. Because initially, you have wrong thought, VI. Is it VI or VEI? VIEW. Okay. Because this one, the stirring, you know how it come about, right? Involving your wrong thought. So straightening your view is, you ask yourself, why must I stir, react, and get angry? Why must I stir, react, and become fearful? Who caused this? Don't go and give the standard Dhamma answer, no, the knowledge. No. Delusion, lah, sakaya ditti, lah. Like that you won't learn on, understand not? You must trace it to your senses. When you hear that thing, or you recall something, phobia, that trigger of the fear, that is the origination factor. Then you investigate. How come I keep on doing this? Until habitual, deludedly, without me knowing. But this is your habitual tendency, understand? Born of what? Your views, your opinion, your condition and belief system. This is how you react to what you see and what you hear. But the Buddha's answer is what? Learn to see things as they are. Direct knowledge and vision of the reality. Learn to accept the reality of the moment. So, whatever you see and stir and get angry, that guy last night cheated you, maybe lied to you, deceived you, and caused you a lot of trouble. That's why you get angry with him. That is your view. That is wrong view. Retrospectively reverse it means transform your view via wisdom as taught by the world. How can I see him as he is? That's why the understanding is no right, no wrong. We are conditioned like that, things weird. He is the way he is. Understand? That is the wisdom that free you. That one, I help you. I contemplate and I realize, then if you were to find out and get your own answer, it's going to be very long, I tell you.
I I got a different answer. Uh-huh. So I share what
okay.
I went through. Just stop me if I am deviating from the truth. So the example I have is last time when we read the news, like people shooting in school and all that. Then my first reaction previously was, how can that person do that? Then when I really observe what is happening, for me to say that line, how can he do that? What the underlying thing, when we say the mundane mind is very selfish, very egoistic, the Sakkaya Ditti, how I saw the Sakkaya Ditti was that line, when I say, how can he do that, means I will never do that. If it was me, this would not be like this. I am above him. I am above such actions. This is my ego saying, that's why I can say, how can he do that? Because I'm pointing four fingers back at myself saying, I would not do that. But actually, he is form and mind, I am form and mind.
Yeah,
if I had that karma, I would also be the one doing
but
that.
But to make the thing simple, so that it cover everything, not only that particular incident, understand? All this is her view, understand? Or? Born of Sakkaya Ditti, but he hold that view. How can he do that? And I am above that, understand? So when you zero it down and kneel on the understanding, it's your view, understand? That's why I say your memory, your brain, your conditioning, your accumulated conditioning and whatever that you accumulate, that molds you, understand? That is what you are. And basically, it's your view. And your view is born of your ideology, understand? That's why view and ideology is very powerful. That's why in the seventh stages of purification, the third one is what? Ditti Visuddhi. You're supposed to purify your view, no? That's why I say straighten your view. Because your view causes you to stir, understand? No need to analyze anymore, understand or not? It's definitely from the ego. Otherwise, it cannot happen. So, how can I reverse all this? I go to the sutta, understand or not? Check what the Buddha teach. He said, thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things be like that. Then learn to see with the direct seeing, thing as they are. Means, condition like that, things be like that. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things, understand? Selfish people do selfish things. Angry people. When you see that and understand, then you can accept him for what he is. You no longer develop the anger and the hatred. But he's the way he is. Like we all Hokkien, finish, understand? That's why sometimes between spouse, you argue. Accept him for what he is. Then like, who told me that time? Somebody here, I forgot it. Poaching, I think. You are right. Accept. But next time, use a better one. You have a point. I think you have a point. Very good. After that, no need to continue that thing. It's your view against his view. Understand? The two fellow, how can you have same opinion? Unless both have Dhamma, think also like that, don't think also like that. Then what is there to argue? Understand? Form and mind, dependent originating condition arising, causal phenomena. That is the world, existential world, condition world, dependent originating condition arising, causal phenomena. So when you understand all this, you are at peace, isn't it? Then where got anger? Where got fear? Who fear? Who fear? The thought fear, not you, understand? If you are not here, can there be fear? You cannot be fear, because this fellow think a lot, got concept, got idea, understand? Then, fearful, understand? Fear of what? Fear of the unknown is one thing. Fear of losing your job, understand? Fear of your spouse divorce you, understand? Fear of separation. A lot of fear. Everything that happened to the human being is fear. Fear of death. Fear of disease. And when they have disease, they know it costs a lot or not. So fear of lack of financial capability to handle it. So all this behind is fear, understand not? All the defilement that arise, your fear, worry, anxiety, all connected on. From fear it manifests. Without fear, no problem on. Understand not? You look at the first noble truth. Birth, old age, sickness and death. You fear, you worry about the body getting old, getting sick and die. Okay? Separation also same. You scared your spouse divorce you, your children don't want you. All our fear, no. Then it trigger of attachment, no, grasping, no. Then you go and think, no. That's how it happened. Then, when you are with people you don't like, also same, also fear. You fear that person, you're aggressive. Maybe your mother-in-law, your stepfather, stepmother. Then you go to school, the child kena the bully. Also fear, understand not? When things don't go your way, also a type of fear, understand not? You fear you may not get promoted, understand not? You expect to be promoted. Then you fear your own sister also don't understand you. Don't come and like console you. So all this is behind is fear. Sakkaya Ditti is the ego that brings about fear. From fear, all things arise. So now you understand, clear. Because if I don't write down like that, I realize that you all never going to do. You know? You think you know. You know? Then you stop what? Keep on repeating what I say. Hey, but you say, whenever you are not happy or bosong, or not peaceful, the wrong thought is there. You know? Does that help you? If you don't investigate further, what is the next thing you must do? First, right effort to abandon. Have you tried? Have you done it? The third way and the fourth way. These two are very powerful. That give rise to wisdom that enable you to straighten your view. Then you can see things as they are and accept whatever arise. In life, you need to live life in that. You need to act in that. Doesn't mean you accept, don't act. Understand not? Well, there are people who are violent, nasty, selfish. If they do that to you, yeah, brother, you say let things be, ma. Accept lah. You quote me correctly, you know. But you forgot that I say you must act. Act with what? Noble Eightfold Path, following the Dhamma way. Understand not? All this, if you cannot go in, you cannot cultivate one. Understand? Before you understand, how can you cultivate? That's why the first turning is to listen attentively, like all those who progress very fast, they listen attentively and they follow their instruction. They don't try to be sophisticated. Then they go and do. Very good, 12 o'clock. If you don't develop this type of understanding, you can never progress. You are learning knowledge. Then the moment they mention something, you quote me, you think you know. But you haven't gone into the nitty-gritty of the second turning. Understand not? To contemplate, reflect, and to inquire. That's why the second turning, very few people do. When you contemplate, reflect, and inquire, then all the understanding come. It stabilizes what you have heard, understand not? The first turning wisdom. Then after you stabilize, you can assimilate it into your nature. That's how it becomes Chintamaya Panya, second turning. Then with these two, first and second turning wisdom, you meditate, you progress very far. Because you already know how to develop the cultivation. Understand not? Then after that, you look at the four foundation of mindfulness. Like everything is very clear. The world is not confusing anymore. Okay? Okay. So you can go for your lunch. 12:01 only. Okay. Okay. Pay your respect. Then we break for lunch.